Welcome to episode 4, Behavior Regarding Conflict Resolution. In this episode, we will go over what conflict resolution is, what causes conflicts, and what they are, how to resolve, prevent, and stop conflicts, and about how to develop skills through understanding and experience. To get started, conflict resolution is coming to a solution to a situation between two or more individuals in a disagreement. Now that we have learned what conflict resolution is, we will talk about a brief background on how conflicts occur in the workplace. In addition, these conflicts can also occur outside of the workplace, so keep that in mind. Knowing how to resolve a conflict is just as essential as understanding how they occur. Conflicts in and outside of the workplace arise from a variety of different reasons. One reason is that there are differences in values between two or more individuals. Another reason is that the individuals involved have different goals. There can also be poor communication between all parties that are involved. Other causes of conflict suggest that there is a lack of clarity with expectations or guidelines within an organization. It is important that these conflicts are turned into something productive and positive, rather than disruptive, in a resolution. Now that we have a brief understanding on how conflicts occur, we will learn how to resolve them. It is important to resolve conflicts in order to create a more positive, effective, and beneficial work environment. In addition, understanding how to resolve conflicts is important to know when dealing with everyday conflicts in your life as well. Knowing how to resolve a conflict within the workplace establishes positive changes in coworker relationships. It also prevents drops in productivity and frees managers' time for more important issues to focus on. It is important to take into consideration and ask yourself the following questions to help resolve the conflict by understanding it. What are the root causes of the problems and situation? How do people communicate, and is there a barrier? Can we change the climate to promote more openness and learning? Is there a way that things could be different to prevent this conflict in the future? By asking these questions and receiving answers, it will become more clear on how conflicts occur, how to resolve them, and additionally, how to prevent them from occurring in the future. One suggested way to resolve a conflict is to follow this 3-step process. 1. Value everyone's differences and address them all. 2. Establish everyone's communication style so that everyone is on the same page. And 3. Everyone must commit to a mutual resolution of the conflict. Another approach to resolving a conflict is using these 5 most common responses: avoiding, accommodating, competing, compromising, and collaborating. These responses are common among all people, and everyone uses them when dealing with and resolving a conflict. The first response of avoiding is when you see a situation and you choose to not engage or deal with the problem. Accommodating is a suggested action when there is more than one person who is in the wrong. This action creates peace among all and is good to use when the problem is reoccurring. By accommodating, it will help to heal relationships. This course of action is also known as yielding. Competing or competition is an appropriate response to a situation. When there is an emergency, and actions must be taken immediately. Compromising is an option for action when there needs to be a negotiation between two or more individuals. Each individual makes a sacrifice on their side to come to a conclusion. Finally, collaborating is an action taken when it comes to finding a solution to the problem. Often there is a need for both actions of compromising and collaboration to be taken to resolve the conflict. When forming your sentences to others during a conflict resolution, it is important to make clear, non-judgmental, non-confrontational statements towards each other. It is also important to express opinions and needs in a non-emotional way. This can be accomplished by using the rule of waiting 5 seconds before speaking. This pause can allow you to take a deep breath and to think of your non-emotional statement before responding. In addition, it is suggested when you are creating your sentences that you avoid making accusing statements and questions. In closing, by learning these tools for conflict resolution, you will have the skills to approach any conflicts with confidence, understanding, and knowledge. Whether it is inside the workplace or out in your everyday life, you will have the skills to prevent, stop, and resolve conflicts. Thank you for listening to Episode 4, Behavior Regarding Conflict Resolution. In the next episode, Episode 5, the topic of discussion is behavior within leadership.